Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The long-awaited day has arrived. Advent is here. The coming is here. Christ has come. And there are three things that are happening today: gathering, beholding, and telling. And these three things tell us a little bit about what Christmas is about. First of all, gathering. Isaiah, in our reading this morning, says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns." You know, as we have wound our way through Advent and through Isaiah during this Advent season, we have been adding to this painting, which will be revealed in just a little bit. And on that very first day, we heard about the Lord's holy mountain, or the mountain of the Lord's holiness. And it carries with it even more meaning for us today. As God's word is published, God's word is sent out of peace, God's word of peace from the mountain. But before anyone is ever sent with the beauty of the Lord on their feet, someone has to gather them. And that is what has happened to you. You, every one of you here, you are here because of Jesus. Jesus has used people in your life to bring you to him. Maybe it was through a neighbor. Maybe it was through a friend. Maybe it was through your parents by taking you to the font as a baby. Maybe it was a combination. But whoever our Lord used to bring you here today, don't be mistaken. It was Jesus who was doing it. The beauty of their feet is not their own. It's the Lord's beauty. Whether you wanted to come here this morning or whether you couldn't have cared less, it was Jesus who brought you here. It was Jesus who brings people to him. It's Jesus who calls people his own. For Jesus has a message for you. He has a message for you that claims your very life, all of it. He has a message that makes you a new person. He has a message that gives you a new identity. He calls you forgiven. Yes, you. With all of your joys and sorrows, with all of your achievements and shortcomings, with all of your baggage, with all of your hurt, with all of your hurting of other people, with all of your sin, you, yes, you, are forgiven. Jesus brought you here this morning to tell you that. You are forgiven by Jesus. By those waters over there, Jesus claims people to be his own. He washes them clean of their sins. He connects them to his death and resurrection on the cross, his atonement and his life for you. And that's the first thing that's happened this morning: gathering. And as we sang at the beginning of the service, "O come, all ye faithful." Number two, praising, beholding. We have been gathered, but what do we do once we've been gathered? We behold. we praise. Over the season of Advent, we have been adding to this painting. We have been adding scene after scene. We've seen various scenes of what Christ's coming is all about, of what Christ's incarnation means for the whole world. We saw a scene of the mountain of the Lord's holiness. We saw a scene of creation at peace. The lion laying with the fattened calf, the wolf with the lamb. We saw the desert sprouting forth and blooming like a crocus. We saw streams of water coming from Christ. And last Sunday, we saw Joseph and the Virgin Mary expectant and ready to give birth. And now today, we see what it's all about. The bright and radiant gleam, bright and radiant glow that surrounds perhaps a rather contrary sight. People gathered around the manger scene. There in a feeding trough we behold the salvation of our Lord. There in a feeding trough is the Savior of the world. There is the root that has grown from the stump of Jesse, that stands as a signal for all people. And we behold in awe at the way that God reveals his work in lowly and humble ways, that the whole world, all of salvation, hinges upon this vulnerable little child. But here he is. And the awe doesn't stop there. The child does not grow to be a mighty worldly king who conquers and devours what he wants when he wants it. No, this child goes to a cross. As later in Isaiah 52, we hear that he is the one who will be high and lifted up, but he is a suffering servant. His appearance will be marred beyond resemblance. There will be no beauty in him at all. He will take upon himself this world's iniquities. Each lash and whip, each nail piercing through his hands and feet, and a spear into his side. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrow. But by his stripes, we are healed. The Lord has laid upon him all iniquity. There on that cross, our Lord has taken all of our sin and iniquity, all of your sin and iniquity, and defeated it. There, that cross stands high above as a testament to the love of our God. And his resurrected life has brought with it the promise that all of creation will be restored. Isaiah has given us a glorious sight. All creatures, ferocious and meek, gathered together in rest, where we see that through this little child, through this child born of woman, all creation shall be at rest. All of creation shall be filled with the glory of the Lord in his eternal Sabbath because of God's great creative act that begins by creating faith within us to hear and to receive his word of forgiveness in life. God's creative act to make a people trapped in sin his own choosing, his own people. All shall rest as God brings to the sight of all the new heavens and the new earth. And this is the vision that we have been given by our Lord. A sight of the Lord's redemption that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord, and it is glorious. It is filled with forgiveness. He justifies and sanctifies us by his grace. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. And as we sang a moment ago, we praise you, Jesus, at your birth. And this brings us to our third emphasis, telling. The Lord has gathered us by his grace, forgiven us of our sins, given us a sight of his redemption that is in Christ Jesus, and now he makes us into the people who bear his beautiful message, who speak of the Lord's salvation. For there are still people who do not yet know, but he will use you to tell them. Not because it's up to you to gather them. Jesus is the one who does that. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians, so neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but God who gives, but only God who gives the growth. See, the power is in the Word. The beauty is in the Word of God. That Word that has gathered you here today. And so also, the beauty that adorns the feet of those who publish peace in the Word is in the Word of Jesus. And that beauty has now adorned your feet to go and tell of his forgiveness in life. God has adorned your feet to be bearers of that message, and he has opened your mouth and filled it with his word so that you might share of the grace of God. And as we will sing at the end of the service, go tell it on the mountain, for Jesus Christ is born. See, we have seen Jesus' salvation for us by his birth, his ministry, his death on the cross, his resurrection from the dead. We have been, first of all, gathered. We have been gathered to receive the cleansing waters of baptism. We have been gathered to receive his body and blood for the forgiveness and strengthening of faith. And we have been gathered, O come, all ye faithful. And two, we behold and praise our Lord. We behold with wonder and awe the fact that God's salvation has come in such a lowly and unexpected ways. Ways that lead to a cross where all sin was atoned for and forgiveness given. We praise you, Jesus, at your birth. And having been gathered, having beheld, we go and tell everyone what the Lord has done. And the message still goes out today as it enters into ears and forgives sins. And amazingly, he uses you and me. He adorns our feet with the beauty of his message that we might go on the rooftops and shout it out. It's all about him. So go, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Amen.